They don't want us to know our true nature. They hide the fact we're a perfect creation. Heavens believe that we need sedation. Food, we don't need it, it lowers vibration. We're energy beats, yeah, we don't need a thing. We're already complete, just live and breathe. Want you to be a slave to your mind. Want you to eat and get diseased. We've been blind for so long. Time to wake up, yeah. And we are, we are, we are. Breath there, yeah. You're breathing right now. Spirit breath is all around. Don't be afraid, it's in our DNA. We are meant to thrive on subtle energies. It's not far-fetched, no matter what you believe. This is really heaven on earth, but you just gotta say. Don't be afraid, it's in our DNA. We are meant to thrive on subtle energies. It's not far-fetched, no matter what you believe. This is really heaven on earth, but you just gotta say. Meditation is the foundation. Qigong, breath work, choose a cultivation. It's showing that true potential, now life is so amazing. Grounding myself, feet on the earth, sun gazing. Being consistent, now my energy is raising. Human photosynthesis, come on and embrace it. Holistic life, let's make the transformation. No matter how I fail, discipline myself, I'm on my way. Desperation helps, I just watch my old self melt away. Gotta make this change, doing this for me. How yourself awaits. We can live forever, or for a very long time, I say. Don't be afraid, it's in our DNA. We are meant to thrive on subtle energies. It's not far-fetched, no matter what you believe. This is really heaven on earth, but you just gotta say. Don't be afraid, it's in our DNA. We are meant to thrive on subtle energies. It's not far-fetched, no matter what you believe. This is really heaven on earth, but you just gotta say.
Om Shanti. They don't want us to know our true nature. They hide the fact that we are perfect creation. Have us believe that we need sedation. Food. We don't need it. It lowers vibrations. We are energy beings. Yeah, we don't need a thing. We are already complete. Just live and breathe. Want you to be a slave to your mind. Want you to eat and get diseased. We've been blind for so long. Time to wake up, yeah. We are. We are. We are. Breatharians. You're breathing right now. We are. We are. Breatharians. The spirit breath is all around. Don't be afraid. It's in our DNA. We are meant to thrive on subtle energies. It's not far-fledged. No matter what you believe, this is really heaven on earth. But you just got to see. Don't be afraid. It's in our DNA. We are meant to thrive on subtle energies. It's not far-fetched. No matter what you believe, this is really heaven on earth. But you just got to see. Meditation is the foundation. Qigong, breathwork, choose your cultivation. Showing our true potential. Now life is so amazing. Grounding myself, feet to the earth, sun gazing. Being consistent now, my energy is rising. Human photosynthesis, come on and embrace it. Holistic life, let's make the transformation. No matter how I felt, discipline myself, I am on my way. Inspiration helps. I just watch my old self melt away. Gotta make this change. Doing this for me, higher self awaits. We can live forever or for a very long time, Ash. Don't be afraid. It's in our DNA. We are meant to thrive on subtle energies. It's not far-fetched. No matter what you believe, this is really heaven on earth. And you just gotta see. Don't be afraid. It's in our DNA. We are meant to thrive on subtle energy. We are breatharians. You just heard the song. We are subtle beings. We are energy beings. We are not physical bodies. We are born perfect. Perfection is our nature, our original nature. And whatever we have done till now has only made us less perfect. The journey of perfection starts with increasing vibrations. The whole world is the ocean of vibration, as we know. The journey of spiritual life is a journey from denser vibration to lighter vibration. The journey of spiritual life is to experience the subtleness, the divinity, the invisible soul. And if you want to make this journey happy, if you want to make this journey beautiful, easier, you must remove the stumbling block, the major stumbling block. And unless and until that thing is done, that lightness doesn't come. You remain grounded. And everything which is material brings our energy down. When the man came on this earth for the first time, his requirements were really less. It is the want that created problem. The lesser things you need in life, the stronger, the powerful you become. When the man came on this earth, he was perfect breatharian. He didn't require anything except air, except sunlight. The body was perfect. The elements were perfect. Absolutely. In Satopradhan, all intake was just for enjoyment, not for necessity. The atmosphere was so beautiful. The air was fresh, clean. And air is the reservoir, is the cosmic reservoir of all the nutrients. You breathe, that's it. Nothing more, nothing less is needed. It's the cosmic air, is the cosmic reservoir of all the nutrients. But as the time passed by, the first thing he came in contact was rainwater. And he started drinking that rainwater. And it provided all his requirement. As the time moved further ahead, he came in contact with fruits and he started eating fruits and enjoying. And that's it. He didn't need anything more, anything less. All the tests, everything was there. But as the copper age started, the beast of body consciousness entered and he started hunting and his diet became non-vegetarian. And gradually, then he started land cultivation. There were rivers and the agriculture came into picture and he grew grains and cereals and the journey of disease started. There's no question of disease when whatever you put into the system is clean and pure. The moment you start putting into it denser thing, the things with lower vibrations, disease start. But still not to that extent towards the end of starting of copper age. But as the time went ahead, everything got polluted and contaminated. The land, the animal food and everything. The radiations and the vibrations reduced. He became totally grounded to earth and became body conscious. If you want to reverse this process, you have to go back to our original nature. If you want to reverse this process, we must make attempts to break the greatest bondage that ties us, that makes us body conscious. And that greatest bondage is what we eat. Our body is made up of gases. Our body is made up of organs. Organs are made up of molecules. Molecules are made up of atoms. Atoms are made up of electrons, photons. It's the cell division that creates the body, our sexual reproduction. And cell is animated by light, by prana, by energy. So we are energy beings. But then we are addicted. And food addiction is the greatest of all the addictions in the world. A person is drinking alcohol from last 40 years, and if you tell him, stop it, it's a shock to the body. A person may die. A person is smoking from last 30 years, you tell him, stop it, because it has become the physiological need. In the similar manner, whatever we are putting has become the physiological need. Rather, it's not the need, but the stimulation. It has taken so many years and ages to deteriorate to this level, where outside things have become physiological necessity. And there are hundreds and hundreds and thousands of books in the world just concerning what to eat and what not to eat. Somebody favors one diet, somebody favors another diet. And man is one such creature that he has eaten almost anything and everything which is available on this planet Earth. Every creature, every animal he has eaten, starting from cockroaches to snakes. One fast food shop opens and it gives employment to three people: doctor, pharmacist and dietitian, to reduce weight. Food industry and the drug industry are the greatest industries in this world. So we already completed 100 days of this retreat of Satyam and Shivam and Sundaram. Now the last 8 days, they should be volcanic. They should be fierce. They should be life-changing. And as I said, unless and until you attack on your greatest addiction, the earthquake doesn't come. If you want the earthquake to come, attack on this addiction. The moment this addiction is attacked, you find that so many other sub-addictions and smaller addictions are affected. Why do we eat? There are about 12 reasons for eating. What are they? First, FNB. First is real need of body, R and B. Body needs it. That is the reason we eat. But that's not the ultimate reason. Second is emotion. We eat because of emotions. When we are extremely excited or extremely unhappy, it reflects on eating. Two persons eating the same food with the same ingredients, and yet one gets sick, another doesn't get sick. Because nutritive value also depends upon emotions. So emotions play a great role. And that's why half of the world is overweight, obese, because of emotional eating. Emotions are unstable. When the emotions become very stable, you find that your appetite becomes stable. You don't give way to overeating. The third is habit. It has become a habit, and it's an acquired habit. Acquired and harmful habit also, I can say. The moment you put something into the system, things start revolving, happening. From where the food has come, who has earned it, how it is earned, what are the contaminations, who has prepared it, what were the thoughts of the person, everything affects. There was a person, a sannyasi, a yogi going on, and it was desert. And he was extremely thirsty and he could not see anything around. And suddenly he spots a well. He goes near that well, but there is nothing. How to fetch the water? But suddenly his vision catches, a bucket is there. And he puts that bucket into the water and drinks the water. His thirst is quenched and he's about to go. But suddenly he feels, why should not I carry the bucket along with me? Why should I go just like that? The bucket might be useful in future. So he carries the bucket. But after walking a certain distance, suddenly he realizes, I am a sannyasi. What I am doing, why I am carrying this bucket? And why such a thought arose in my mind? I gave up the whole world and everything. And he goes back and inquires about that well. And he comes to know that long back, the person who had built that well was a thief. So the vibrations of theft, the well was carrying. So we never know what you are eating. So many people are involved. The farmer, he was drunk while he was tilling the soil. He was vicious. the persons who carried, the mothers, the everybody who is in the process, who prepared, who processed, who offered bhog, and so many things. So everyone's thought is included in that. So you never know what you are eating. So many things affect. So one is habit. The fourth is addiction. It's almost an addiction. You don't need it, but you are addicted. You are told, you must eat this, you should, at 8 o'clock, you should have this. 6 o'clock, you should have this. Get up and drink 10 glasses of water. We have been taught, drink 4 glasses of water. 6 o'clock, you eat. 8 o'clock, you eat. 10 o'clock, you eat. 12 o'clock, you eat. All day, you keep on eating. Like a glutton. Every time you eat, you bring down your vibrations. The next is fear. The society has instilled fear in our mind. Eat this, eat that. Otherwise, you will become weak. You will die. Fear. Then, why do we eat? Meetings, social gatherings. There is no question of appetite. There is no question of anything. Because we are attending meetings and functions. That's why it's compulsory. Then, victory. Every reward. How do we celebrate? Reward, victory, celebrations. We eat. Festivals. How do we celebrate? Is there any festival without food? Diwali. And come and dance and sing and go back home. So, reward, victory. Then, economy. You don't want to waste it. Put it into the mouth, into the stomach rather than throwing out. You don't want to waste. I say that it is better to throw than to put into the mouth. Let somebody, some animals, they might love it, rather than you putting it into the mouth and suffering. So that's also one of the reasons. Second, another, compelling. Parents force, eat, 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 eat. Child says, I don't want. He runs away. He is brought back and forced, compelled. So compelling is one of the reasons. Especially children. They are forced. What else? Grounding. One of the reasons is grounding. This is for highly spiritually evolved people. They remain in a very exalted stage. But they want to come down on earth. So they eat. So that eating brings the vibration down. So that they can stay on this earth. For grounding purpose. Then, dietary change. The reason for eating is dietary change. Somebody wants to lose weight. Somebody wants to gain weight. The whole world is suffering from this issue. Somebody wants to lose, somebody wants to gain. Any attempt to lose or any attempt to gain harms the body. We have to reach a stage where there is no loss, no gain. It remains stable. That will happen only when the body is in sync with nature. When you survive on the cosmic principles, when you understand the deeper principles of mind. Then next, taste. Why we eat? Does anybody think of calories? No, it's just for the taste. You just enjoy. It's so delicious, yummy. There's no question of anything. Who is the one who keeps on doing calorie counting? Nobody. Why do people overeat? Because it is tasty. When it is not tasty, your appetite goes away. You go to the dining, you see bitter gourd. Appetite is gone. People say, oh, please eat. I say, no, I'm okay today. I'm feeling nausea. And then suddenly somebody brings some paneer or something. Automatically, appetite comes back. Till now you were thinking of going to sleep. I'm already full. But when something tastier comes, it goes away. Next, appearance. Why do we eat? Appear. It is so attractive and tempting, colorful. It's a color that pulls the man. We eat because of color. There's no question of, we'll come to that. So it's a, out of the 12 reasons for eating, one of the reasons is color, appearance, how it appears. If it is nicely decorated, appetite increases. But if it is not nicely decorated, you may not feel like to eat it. We are told that this is a chocolate drink. We find it is white in color. What sort of chocolate drink is this? People will say, no, it's not a chocolate. It should have chocolate color. Then only we will believe that this is chocolate. So it's a color that is influencing. Or somebody offers you that khichdi and it is white in color. You say, what sort of? It is not yellow. So colors are attached. So mind recognizes colors. Next, smell, fragrance, aroma. I remember we had gone to Malaysia in Penang, and 1 month in that city, Penang Food Festival happens. So we were going, the BK sisters who were saying, they told me, don't look at that food market. It's a huge food market. Everything is available there. Penang Food Market, food festival for 1 month or more, I think. I don't know. So BKs are not allowed. If you go, the food smell will attract you. So it's the smell, the taste, the appearance. So these are the different reasons. And out of all these reasons, only one is the real reason, and that is real need of body. RNB. Now, if you want to make any change in your stage, you must attack this thing, this addiction. And that's why for next 8 days, we will go for SFV, solid food vacation. This is one of the methods to change the dietary pattern. And it will include 4 things. First, clear liquids, coconut water, melon, berries. Second, fruit juices and vegetable juices. You can have any one of them. And quantity is not the problem. Have it unlimited. Because suddenly changing from solid food to liquid food is not an easy job. It takes time. You can change a man's religion but not his food, they say. It's very easy to change man's religion but not his food. The third thing which we included would be smoothies. You can include as many smoothies as possible into this. And the fourth thing is soups. So you can divide your lifestyle, your day, in meals of 4-5 times. You can start with juices, you can start with liquid, you can start with coconut water. Then if you feel hungry, at any point of time you feel like to take solid, you can take. Because that is also the part of the journey. It's a journey. And this diet is nearest to our ultimate goal. Because when you are on liquidarian diet, automatically your excessive energy which is spent in ingestion, digestion, detoxification and elimination is saved. And the energy is used for higher power. The body is as red. The digestive system is at rest. The entire alimentary canal from mouth till anus. This entire canal starting from mouth and then esophagus and then stomach and then duodenum and then jejunum and then ileum and then transverse colon, ascending colon, transverse colon, descending colon and sigmoid and rectum and anal region. This entire intestine column should remain free from trouble, should remain free from toxins and irritants. So you can create a lot of smoothies, thick smoothies. You can create a lot of liquids, different sort of liquids. You can have soups, but as far as possible, keep them less cooked or raw. But if not possible, then you can steam or boil and create smoothies and soups. In the initial stage, those who have never done it before, they can begin this journey. You can divide your diet into 5 times a day or 6 times a day. Whenever, there is no question of fasting here. Whenever you feel hungry, have something. But see that it should not be solid. Keep it liquid. Liquid, liquid and liquid. The body is made up of gases. Ultimately, whatever solid we put, we convert that into liquid and liquids are converted into gases. So, when this happens, you find automatically your spiritual energy rises up. You find that you emotionally become stable. You don't suffer from dehydration. Your energy levels go very high. Your churning happens naturally. You don't get tired. Your sleep reduces on its own. Your physical strength increases because the blockages are removed. You are entirely different person. Your emotions change. Psychic, all in the initial phases, one might encounter certain problems. In the next 8 days, we'll see what are those problems. But definitely, this will be a major big change. And when this change happens, you enter into unknown territory. All your fears will go away. It is actually attacking the belief system. I need this, I need that, I need that. You don't need all those things. You can survive with so minimal things and you become powerful. Your thinking becomes clear. Clarity of mind increases. So for next 8 days, we will discuss solid food, vacation or liquidarian diet and the benefits associated, the challenges, the fear, the problems, the side effects, the complications, everything associated with it. So these are the last 10 days of this retreat of Satyam, Shivam and Sundaram. Om Shanti.